I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq feels heat from the West as Iran gives field commanders free rein. Iran recently allowed militia groups to carry out operations without first getting permission from Tehran. The U.S. and Arab neighbors are pressuring Iraq to keep Iran's proxies in check. Samuel of Redemptive Stories tells us,
the Iraqi government continues to want Arab normalization with the rest of the nations around it, but it struggles because of the internal factions like the PMF that answer to Tehran instead of being connected with Baghdad.
Pray for Iraqi Christians as they serve the Lord amid escalating tensions.
It's this time when followers of Jesus move towards the suffering rather than away from it. And as the conflict deepens, we're seeing believers open their homes, their churches.
And World Missionary Press has recently released a new booklet, The Power of Hope, which Helen Williams says is a message of hope for anyone in need.
I really believe that this is one that we're going to be able to provide for a lot of people. In here, he says hopelessness is a universal problem.
The booklet covers a variety of topics and doesn't need to be read cover to cover. Readers can easily consult the table of contents and choose a section based on the current need. Ultimately, the booklet points not to an earthly hope, but to an eternal one.
God is the God of hope, and he wants us to abound in hope.
The booklet's currently available in English, and World Missionary Press is working to finish a Spanish translation within the next couple of months. Physical prints of the booklet can be requested, or it can be read online. Access those links at our website, missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.